In 1911, I spent the summer along the border between North and South Dakota, working among the Hunkpapa Sioux. These were Sitting Bull's people. A number of the elders had lived with that great chief. I asked the old men to recall the Sun Dance, which the U.S. government banned in 1882 to help make the Indians into Christians. My informants included Red Weasel, chased by bears, grass, charging thunder, eagle shield, and lone man. One afternoon, the entire party drove across the prairie. They scanned the horizon, measuring the distance to the Missouri River and the buttes. At last, they gave the signal for the wagons to stop and began to search. In a short time, they found the exact spot where the ceremony was held. The scars were still on their bodies. Some of the Indians put on their war bonnets and their jackets of deerskin with the long fringes. One old man said with trembling lips, "I was young then. My wife and children were with me. They went away many years ago. I wish I could have gone with them."